My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes continues to write porn with him, and Joe's favorite fake porn star dicks in his back. Then we move on to malaria, getting to Davin's divorce, and then right back to porn. So listen and enjoy.
Yeah, baby, that's it. Keep doing it. Fuck me harder. Faster, baby. I hope it's good enough. I have not done this before. I think she was talking about what she was saying.
Oh,
oh okay.
I was like, that's not a good thing to say.
I go, really? You sound like a pro.
I mean that.
I go, okay, do you want this girl to be a squirter or not?
Oh, boy.
I'm an expert, you know. She goes, really? Thanks, I've learned a lot from you. You are one of the best. I go, oh, that's sweet.
I go, okay, so I go, you're the best.
I go, do you want the girl to be a squirter? Do you want the guy to come in her, on her? What do you fancy? She goes, I think the girl should be a squirt and the guy should come inside her.
Wow.
She made an executive decision.
Now, wow. I disagree.
This really wasn't about you, but you can give us your position on this.
I would say she squirts and then he blows his load on her stomach.
Okay, well, that's his version.
Well, when you get Mavis to write porn, you can go for it.
All right.
I disagree.
I object, Your Honor.
That's not the way my movie ends.
I go, okay, as you wish. So they're done, and Dixon heads back to his room.
There's my man! There's my man!
Dancing.
There's my man.
Heads so back excited.
To his room to said finish rules. Himself.
Describe everything you want him to do, because I'm not about to.
This is great.
She goes, well, he goes inside his room and removes his clothes and starts pulling his dick and playing with his balls. Until he gets the desire to really masturbate.
He does. Until he gets the desire?
He's been jerking the whole time. But that was just for play.
Until he gets the
that
desire.
Was just for show. Now I'm serious.
I'm just,
that was just warming up.
I'm just writing my. I'm just paying my mortgage.
Yeah, oh, really? He was in the bullpen. Now he's ready to go. Now he's going to pitch. I'm warmed up now.
Oh, God.
Until he gets the desire to really masturbate. He doesn't really fit.
He gets the desire.
To really masturbate. None of this playing around. Oh. Let's get down.
Fast moans and groans while doing it.
Wait, I go,
oh, yeah.
Really gets
yeah,
the
before
desire.
When you said, give me some of the groans that they say. Oh. I'm expecting you to write, ah,
He's a pro. So I go, all right. Dry jerker with some type of lubrication.
It's just like, I had not been there.
Tell him Dixon makes a fatal mistake and uses Ben Gay.
Where was this story when I need? He goes, he gets some kind of oil to help him out.
Oil.
I go, okay. So you want it a bit messy? She goes, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
I go, okay, I think that's bit. The scene. What do you think? She goes, well, you're the expert, but I think it would be interesting. I think it's good. I got to go in a minute. Where are you going, baby? Work. That was actually true. All right, babe. Comedy call. Have a great night. You too, and hope they laugh their lungs out and keep coming to your show every day.
It's not getting
more
crazy.
Than my wife does.
Yeah, that's true. I hope you suck. That's when I leave my house.
So that's my Friday. Joe, anything on Friday?
Nothing on Friday.
All right, Saturday I go. So what do you have planned for today? She goes, well, I don't really have any plans, just taking care of Michael. We'll take one of the kids to the hospital in some hours' time. This is on my anniversary. I'm cheating on my wife. What's wrong with the kid? He's not feeling too good, throwing up here and there, but I think it's malaria.
Great!
That could be.
Just a little malaria.
I go. Damn, that is terrible.
But it's funny, though. It could be the flu, where they are. It could be malaria.
Yeah, I know.
Diphtheria. Maybe he has a touch of diphtheria.
It's dengue fever.
Oh, I love that commercial. You know? Dengue fever. She's got the dengue fever, Davin.
It could be. Oh, it was a commercial on TV
where this woman used to say that she had the
dengue fever. Nobody knows what
it is,
but it's
terrible,
something you don't
want
to get.
Like,
dengue fever.
But the kid probably has it.
I had no idea. I really didn't.
I don't either.
She goes, no, it's
how the hell would we know? We live in a modern country.
They get it from mosquitoes.
Yeah, but it's not contagious, at least according to Elisa.
Okay.
Right.
My wife. She goes, oh, will they be able to help him? I go, She goes, yeah, I hope so. There are a lot of drugs on the market now. I go, well, that's good. Sounds like a pretty crummy day for you and the kids. Sorry. She goes, thanks, babe. How'd the comedy show go yesterday? I go, both shows went well. Thanks for asking. She goes, that's cool. There was no dick around to disturb you, right? I go, the only dick was me. So she goes, I know, babe. So what are you planning on doing about that divorce? Have you found an attorney lately? Well, according to your thinking, I need to go get a blow-up doll and put your face on it and go back to the attorney with the inappropriate receptionist. So I need to set aside some time to get a blow-up Agnes.
No. Oh, God.
She goes, really? That's what you're planning on doing?
Really? That's your great plan?
But that response, completely different response than what... When she thought it was a brilliant idea.
I know.
So once again, I'm thinking they don't check each other's work.
I don't think so. This is a new person.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I go, you told me I should. Do you not think it's a good idea any longer? She goes, yeah, I don't. I go, what I think you should do is to find a good lawyer to represent you. That's what you should do. I go, but I told you, this was a very good lawyer, but the receptionist was inappropriate. Don't you remember? She goes, yeah, I do now, but we are in a fix. Our options are now limited. The horny receptionist is giving us a hard time. Now, remember, initially when I first started the porn with her, it was sicky horny. Oh. Remember how funny we thought that
was?
Yeah. Sicky horny. We're no longer sicky horny.
It's just horny.
I think people are getting fired over me. I'm causing them to lose jobs.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm the Obama of Ghana, according to Joe. I'm Obama Ghana.
Obama Ghana.
I'm Ghana Obama. So what have you done with the script we wrote, she asks. Nothing. When did I have time? Okay, do you think it's good enough? I go, it's one scene. We have much more to do. Wow, really? Okay, I'm prepared. Of course. I go, have you ever seen a movie that is one scene? We have to weave this all into a story. I do classy porn.
Of course you do.
Do you want to try to weave the police scene once we finish it with the bakeries or make the police porn separately? She goes, it'll be more interesting if we weave it in with the police scene. Okay, we will do that. What do you want to call this movie? She goes, Fast Fingers, I guess. I go, that could be very useful if you were a porn star.
I think that's the title.
She goes,
yeah, Fast Fingers.
She goes, why is that? I go, have you heard of a finger bang? She goes, nope, what is that? I'll have to show you sometime. She goes, okay.
She's on board.
Cool, can't wait, I write. I didn't think I would catch you online, but it was a nice surprise. Think about your title and more scenes, more homework. Include the bakery. We need a lesbian scene. Maybe something with a midget and a few more.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.